Well, South Africa's decision to withhold use of the AstraZeneca vaccine for now has raised questions today about what Australia should do with the 54 million doses it's bought. Authorities are highlighting South Africa and Australia are in very different situations, so the federal government says there'll be no changes to the planned rollout here. What sparked the change in South Africa is new research showing the AstraZeneca inoculation is not providing adequate protection against the new strain of COVID-19 that's emerged there. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has been looking at what that means.
After months of planning and preparation, South Africa has made major changes to its vaccination rollout. Health Minister Zweli Mkhize says 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca jab won't be issued to healthcare workers for now.
It is temporary until we figure out these issues. What are the next steps supposed to be?
South African authorities are concerned about new data which found the vaccine offers minimal protection against mild disease from the South African variant of coronavirus. The study involved 2,000 people and is yet to be peer-reviewed. Epidemiologist Professor Tony Blakely is from the University of Melbourne.
We are seeing mutations that not only are more transmissible, but by association are also developing some resistance to some of the vaccines.
He's backing South Africa's decision not to use the AstraZeneca vaccine at this stage, given the prevalence of the highly transmissible COVID-19 strain. So what does this mean for Australia, given that more than 50 million doses of that particular vaccine are set to be manufactured here? Professor Blakely says we're in a very different situation.
If we can keep the South African variant out by having good quality quarantine, and we can vaccinate all our population with very low virus levels, which is our case now, we can actually do a safe vaccination program and get the immunity up. That would be better than not doing it.
Pharmaceutical companies are already looking at how they respond to new strains of coronavirus. And as Professor Blakely explains, Australians may have to get booster shots further down the track.
But it's looking like it might be a bit like what happens with influenza. I'm guessing ahead here. But it might be that in a year or 2 years' time, those people who've had the AstraZeneca vaccine are likely to need a booster.
AstraZeneca is yet to be approved for use in Australia, but the Therapeutic Goods Administration is expected to endorse the jab soon. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt wants the rollout to begin next month and says there's no changes to those plans at this stage.
The advice as of this morning from the Chief Medical Officer of Australia, Professor Paul Kelly, and the head of the Vaccines Task Force, Professor Brendan Murphy, is very, very clear, and that is there's currently no evidence to indicate a reduction in the effectiveness of either the AstraZeneca or Pfizer vaccines in preventing severe disease and death.
All data shows AstraZeneca remains safe and is highly effective in preventing serious illness from coronavirus. With that in mind, the vaccine rollout is set to see a shift in what the Australian government will tolerate. Prime Minister Scott Morrison recently indicated that down the track, the response to COVID-19 could be like the flu, where people get ill but recover.
The vaccination program over months, as it's rolled out, can change the nature of how Australia then manages the virus. And the point was made, it's less than about cases and as it is about presentations at ICU or seeking significant treatment, and that we can potentially move to a situation where we manage the virus potentially like other conditions that are in the community.
However, before that can even be considered, the vaccination rollout needs to begin. The first batch of Pfizer vaccines are expected to be given to some border, quarantine and healthcare workers within weeks. Amongst the complexities is the storage of the vaccine, with each vial containing multiple doses. Chief Nursing Officer Professor Alison McMillan says training is now underway.
The training is quite broad because it needs to meet the needs of quite a broad range of health professionals, particularly multi-dose vials, which need some special techniques in order to assure patient safety.
And to keep track on who gets which vaccine and how many doses, every Australian will have their details recorded on the National Immunisation Register.
Stephanie Boris with that report. You're listening to PM on the radio, on the ABC Listen app and via the podcast. I'm Linda Mottram. Ahead, a fresh push against one of the most loathed of Australia's taxes, stamp duty, with calls from the states to step up and drive economic reform.
Of course, it is politically very difficult. You have to expend some political capital, but you just cannot achieve any tax reform in Australia if you're not prepared to have some people unhappy.